Welcome to Come All Ye on 2MCE Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron, and we'll start the program today with a couple of tracks from Whoa Mule. First one's a song called Fishy. Then we'll continue with an instrumental, Garfield's Blackberry Blossom. called Garfield's Blackberry Blossom, and before that, Fishy, two tracks from the album Get Your House in Order by the Sydney group Woe Mule. Three of those four female musicians play fiddle, so I'm not sure which two of them were playing Garfield's Blackberry Blossom. They got into quite a fiddle modal groove with that one. Blackberry Blossom. Garfield's Blackberry Blossom, not just anybody's Blackberry Blossom. Strange song now. Strange because the words, I guess, have changed a bit over the years. This is a New Year carol called Residue. And residue is possibly a mispronunciation of levy dew, which I think has some Welsh connection, or possibly levé à Dieu, raise to God. Anyway, it's a carol. Comes to us from Waterson Carthy. The levé à Dieu reference might be due to the water and wine part of the lyrics. Anyway, you can work it out.
Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Here comes a maiden with gold on her toe. Open the west gate and let the old year go. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Comes a maiden with gold on her shoe. Open the south gate and let the new year through. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Maiden with gold on her chin. Open the east gate and let the new year in. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Here comes a maiden with gold in her eye. Open the north gate and let the old year by. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine. Residue, sing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wires and the trumpets that shine.
So, what did you make of that? Residue from Waterson Carthy, various members of that family in that band. The album is called Holy Heathens and the Old Green Man. I'm going to play two tracks from an album called Many Happy Returns. It's by Arcady, Irish band. First one, an instrumental, The Black-Haired Lass, The Flogging Reel, Lord MacDonald's Reel, and The Pinch of Snuff. And then a lovely song called Once I Loved. And we'll hear Neve Parsons singing that. Mm-hmm.
silent with fond affection. One whose thoughts were dear to me until there came a dreary parting. Nevermore will he speak to me. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind if you think I'd prove unworthy.
Quite the voice for it. That's Neve Parsons singing with the group Arcady. A song called Once I Loved, with lots of sighing and sadness and so on. Before that, set of tunes from the same album. The Black-Haired Lass, The Flogging Reel, Lord MacDonald's Reel, and The Pinch of Snuff. I'll play one more before we get to the featured album. This comes from Flanders. The name of the track is On Flandre. Wim Claes, Frederik Paris, Gilles Chabanat, and Martin Decombel playing this piece. And in the middle, I guess the middle third, things get a little crazy, but they pull it together again towards the end. I did warn you they went a bit crazy there in the middle, but they did get it back together again at the end. That's a track called On Flandre by Wim Claes, Frederik Paris, Gilles Chabanat and Martin Decombel. Their album is called Live on Flandre. Our featured album today is called Postcards of the Twanging from the Scrub Jay Orchestra. Ian A. Anderson, Maggie Holland and Martin Simpson. Kicking off in 1973 and throughout the rest of the 70s, the Southern English duo of Ian A. Anderson and Maggie Holland, under the name Hot Vultures, were one of the hardest working groups in the UK and European folk circuit. They'd many hundreds of club, festival and concert gigs, thousands of miles, all in their trusty VW bus. One of the guests on a couple of their albums was a very young guitar and banjo player named Martin Simpson, who's still going strong. He'd just released his debut LP called Golden Vanity, and he was at the beginning of a terrific career, and he's, as I said, he's still going strong. So this album that I'm featuring today gathered together a bunch of tracks they recorded, perhaps never put on CD up until now. So Postcards of the Twanging, the Scrub Jay Orchestra is the featured album, and we'll start off with a song called Chattanooga Papa. First track from the featured album today on the program. It's called Postcards of the Twanging from the Scrub Jay Orchestra. Music recorded in the late 1970s. Maggie Holland does not pretend to sing in an American accent, does she? Well, all the material, I think, on the album comes from that Americana or early country blues type area. Her accent is untrammeled. So, Chattanooga Papa, first track from the Scrub Jay Orchestra. Oh, and the Scrub Jay, I should tell you, I guess, is a bird. It's a type of jay bird, North American bird. It eats acorns and pine nuts, you'll be pleased to hear. So, Scrub Jay Orchestra, that's the featured album. Postcards of the Twanging. We'll go now to Luca Bloom, younger brother of Christy Moore, with You Couldn't Have Come at a Better Time. The melody line in here is the Kesh Jig, in case you're wondering, in case you've heard it before on the program.
Where is this place we've come to? We don't know what to say. We long to see each other and are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place. You walked me to the hill. We were so good for each other then. I know we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. We have 500 questions between you and me. But when you look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see. Is it something you're not sure of? Is it something true and fine? Or is it just another case of the right thing at the wrong time? You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. By the lakeside sky so blue, we were so good for each other. Me and you. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no. Not if you try. Oh no. Woo! You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you try. Oh no. Not if you try. Oh no. Not if you try.
Off to the woods for to catch a groundhog. Oh, groundhog. Run here, Sally, with a 10-foot pole. Run here, Sally, with a 10-foot pole. Twist this, twist a pig out of this hole. Oh, groundhog. Here comes Sal with a snicker and a grin. Here comes Sal with a snicker and a grin. Groundhog gravy all over her chin. Oh, groundhog. Look at them fellas, they're going wild. Look at them fellas, they're going wild. Eat that hog for a strike a bow. Oh, groundhog. Every little whistle make fast asleep. Oh, groundhog. Now the meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. Meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. That ain't groundhog, I'll be darned. Oh, groundhog. Well, eat up the meat and you save the hide. Eat up the meat and you save the hide. Make the best shoestring ever was tied. Oh, groundhog. About to fall. Look at them fellas, are about to fall. Eat till the britches won't button up tall. Oh, groundhog. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. Want any more, you can get it yourself. Oh. Oh, groundhog.
That's a pretty good version of the old song, Groundhog. Daniel Kulak and Carnell Sawitsky gave us that one for an album called Fiddle and Banjo. Before that, Luca Bloom, and You Couldn't Have Come at a Better Time, interspersed with bits of an old Irish tune called the Kesh Jig. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Here's a band that used to exist in this part of the world where I am right now in Bathurst, New South Wales. There's a group called Collector, and my name is Ben Hall. And eventually Roger gets around to singing this. Roger Hargraves presents another folk music program on this very radio station called The Connection.
My name, it's Ben Hall from Murrurundi. I came, and the cause of my turnout, yous all know the same. I was sent to the jail, my cattle turned to the crown. I was forced to the bush, my sorrows to drown. I was always well mounted with me gun in my hand, and I spoke people fair when I bid them to stand, and I acted most gently towards all womankind. The though my false wife's behavior was still in my mind. Well, I once met a squatter and I knew he had cash. For the evening before, he'd been cutting a dash. But he handed straight over when my pistols I showed. So I gave back £5 he might spend on the road. Here's a health to Frank Gardner, who's closely confined. And also Jack Thane, who is serving his time. With my friends in the bush, I'll distribute this wealth. And then I'll reserve my last shot for myself.
Group Collector, and my name is Ben Hall. That song, the tune Unbuckling Bon, the Dear Irish Boy, pretty close to that. The song was collected quite a while ago and turned up in the Penguin Australian Songbook, and we heard it sung by Roger Hargraves and the band Collector. Time for another one from the Scrub J Orchestra, and our featured album today, Postcards of the Twanging. Well, the twanging here comes from Pontchartrain in Louisiana.
On a bright and sunny morning, I bid New Orleans adieu. I took the I gave until at last I chanced upon the lakes of the Pontchartrain. Thanks of the Pontchartrain. if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. Oh, you're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain, but we never turn a stranger out on the banks of the Pontchartrain. They treated me right well. The hair upon the shoulders in jet black ringlets fell. Oh, to try to paint such beauty, I'm sure it would be in vain. So handsome was that Creole on the banks of the Pontchartrain. So I'd like to thank that Creole, though I didn't catch her name. I can't forget such kindness, though we'll never meet again. And at home once more in England, a flowing glass I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to that Creole girl on the banks of the Pontchartrain.
Thank you.
Scottish group Dive with a tune called Barra to Barroch. And their bagpipe player was very well behaved on that track. Some of their more full-on stuff can be quite overpowering, but that was very pretty. Reflective, in fact. From the album Tuneship. Before that, Poncha Train from our featured album today called Postcards of the Twanging by the Scrub J Orchestra, who are, or were, Ian A. Anderson, Maggie Holland, and Martin Simpson. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next song comes to us from Danny Spooner and Mick Farrell from a 1978 album, a jolly little number called Limbo. And Limbo, in this context, is the common name for the old debtor's prison in London. Danny Spooner singing.
Oh, well, I am a young man and me fortune is sad, and if e'er I get rich, 'tis a wonder. For I spent all me money on girls and strong beer, and what riches I've gained are all plunder. Well, afield after field to the market I send, till me land is all gone and me money all spent. But me heart was so hard that I wouldn't repent, and it's that which has led me to limbo. Oh, once I did run while the others did lie, and I struck like a crow in the god's air. And the people all said as they saw me pass by, well, here comes Mr. Fop in a flutter. From the top to Tegal and I hoisted me sail, with me fluffy old cravat and a wig with three tails. And now I'm all ready to bite me old nails and to taste the salt water of Limbo. Well, I got an old uncle and he lives in the west, and he heard of me sad disaster. When he heard the poor soul, he could not find no rest, and his sorrows came faster and faster. Well, he came to the jail but to see me sad case, and as soon as I saw him, I knew his old face. I stood and I looked just like one in a maze, and I wished myself safe out of limbo. Once more on your legs, and I put you in credit and fashion. Well, you promised to knock off your rakish old ways and to keep to a gob and your passion. Oh, Uncle, said I, if you do set me free, well, I promise I'll always be ruled by thee. And I'll labour me bones for the good of me soul, and I'll pay em for laying me in a limbo. And as soon as I got me the right side of jail, well, I went to see Kitty and Jeannie. Well, in me old rags, they knew not of me gold. They threw me outside in the rain and the cold. You'd have laughed but to hear how those Aussies did scold, and they jawed me for lying in limbo. But I'd only been there but a very short time, for me pockets they soon fell to picking. Well, I banged them as long as me cane I could hold, until they started kicking and screaming. And one shouted murder, the other did scold, but I banged them as long as me stick I could hold. Yes, I laboured their bones for the good of their soul, and I paid them for laying me. Take it out, man.
Spooner singing and Mick Farrell playing whistle. Danny Spooner was a much loved figure on the Australian folk scene for many, many years. Came from London originally. He worked on the Thames, I think, on tugboats, but lived out here for many years, as I said. That song, Limbo, comes from an anthology recording from 1978. We'll have two tracks now from another Scottish group. This is Def Shepherd. That's right, Def Shepherd. We'll hear The Bonnie Lass o' Welwood Hall and a set of tunes collectively called Jimmy Lothian's. They are, I'll tell you again at the end because I know you'll ask, The Ewest Dance, Lady Madalena Sinclair, Grant's Reel, Dunce Dings Awe, and Hag's Castle.
When All King Saul sings in the west, and gloaming grey steals down the hills, we put scurry in the nest, and dew on milk a leaf distills. Like some head, my hey, my lee, hey, me our tae bark and shaw, to meet underneath the Dresden tree, the bonnie lass, on Welwood Hall. By Welwood stately mansion fair, there's crystal water softly croon, the pine wood scent, the glowing air, and love is breathed on milk soon. The waking moths in circles play, roosting pheasants lewdly call, on nature seems to homage pay, bonnie lass, well. Her braided hair a gowden sheen, her dimpled cheeks where roses vie, and brick we love her bonnie yeen, which shine the stormies in the sky, with form as light some as a deer, and bosom white as the driven snow. There's no another maid can be, bonnie lass, bonnie lass. And we unpaired, when love and langin makes me fain, clasp the lassie to my heart, and fondly call her all my ain, and vow to her a solemn oath, whatever may cap our ills befall, to cherish love and get thee scathe, bonnie lass, the bonnie lass, of Welwood Hall. King Saul sinks in the west.
Dance, Lady Madalena Sinclair, Grant's Reel, Dunce Dings All, and Hag's Castle from Deaf Shepherd. Before that, from the same album, The Bonnie Lass or Wellwed Hall. Play a song by Chris Foster now. This is Song of the Olive Tree. It was composed by Leon Rosselson, who's written so many great songs over the years. And after we've heard from Chris Foster, I'll take another one from the featured album.
My father's father's father planted here, in this now broken earth, an olive tree. And as a child I sang to it my secrets, and as I grew I felt it part of me. Its branches gave me shelter from the sun, its grey-green leaves shaded my young dreams. The fruit it bore was like a gift of hope. Of all the olive trees I loved this one. But the settlers came, they beat us black and blue. They said, next time we shoot you, understand? But still we dared to come, we had no choice. Oh, we came at night like thieves to our own land. Like ghosts we came, men, women, young and old, to pick the crop as we have always done. For centuries we harvested in peace. The oil we pressed was sweet, precious as gold. Now look, this is a cemetery for trees. Their great machines crushed hope into despair. They ripped the heart from every living tree, except for one, my tree, they chose to spare. They dug it up, they smuggled it away. This ancient tree, they saw it as a prize for some Israeli rich enough to pay. $5,000 worth, that's what they say. Do you believe in ghosts? Last night I dreamed my father's father's father came to me. He took my hand and held it in his own, and he said, take heart, here is my olive tree. And when I woke, it was a kind of birth, and in my hand I found an olive stone. And in the field where once my tree had been, 1,000 shapes arose out of the earth. And I saw their faces, women, children, men, and each hand held a perfect olive stone. And each heart held a vision of to come, when all our olive trees will rise again.
South Coast Bound from the Scrub Jay Orchestra. Before that, something a little more provocative, perhaps. The Song of the Olive Tree, sung there by Chris Foster, written by Leon Rosselson, somewhere around 2009, I guess. Unfortunately, it keeps being relevant. I don't know that I've played that track before on the program, but it's worth listening to, isn't it? Song of the Olive Tree. You're listening to Come All Ye. A couple of tracks now from Jodie Stecker and Kate Brislin. The Mermaid, then a set of tunes. Well, two tunes. Gunboat and Old Time Backstep Cindy.
Friday morning we set sail, and we hadn't got far from land. Then we spied a fair mermaid sitting on a rock with a comb and a glass in her hand. She'd combing down her yellow hair, and her skin like a lily fair. Her cheeks like two roses, her eyes like a star, and a voice like a nightingale clear.
Old leaves on the sea, how they roll, and the chilly winds, how they do blow. My old true love got drowned in the deep, and the ship never got to shore.
Tonight you poor sailors be skipping up the mast, and landlubbers lying down below. Rock about you manners, oh, we'll rock and roll, for we're not very far from the shore. This little mermaid, she sprung into the deep, and the wind, it began for the blow. The hail and the rain so dark in the air that we couldn't see the land anymore.
Old waves on the sea, how they roar, and the chilly winds, how they do blow. My old true love got drowned in the deep, and the ship never got to shore.
First on the deck was the captain of the ship, with a plumb and a line in his hand. He plumbed him behind, and he plumbed him before, but they never reached the rocks or the sand. The next on the deck was the mate of the ship, and the fine-looking fellow was he. He said, I have a wife on the mainland tonight, and oh, she be weeping for.
On the sea, how they roll, and the chilly winds, how they do blow. My old true love got drowned in the deep, and the ship never got to shore.
On the deck was the cross-eyed cook, and the rough-looking fellow was he. He cared far more for his kittens and his fans than did for the bottom of the sea.
Three times around went her gallant little ship,
and it's three times around when she.
Oh,
three times around when her gallant little ship, and she sunk to the bottom of the sea.
On the sea how they roll, and the chilly winds how they do blow.
My old true love got drowned in the deep, and the ship never got to the shore.
Thank you. the rocks, a baby, oh, when the gunman was the land of Georgia. Gunboat whistle and gunboat sing, gunboat do most everything.
Traps are all a jangle in an easy swing and tangle. I'm sitting in a circle, keeping round a fringe of trees. I'm mud and gory splattered, and me clobbers torn and tattered. I'm tramping through the bushland, wet grass up to the knee. And I'm under no man's orders, I recognise no borders, but there's a welcome everywhere for me in my old dungarees. I am the rabbit trapper, that canny bunny snapper. I'm happy as the bunnies till I fall for one of these. And it's a fairly fresh old morning, I can hear the cuckoos calling as I jingle through the bushland in my old dungarees. And these bunnies that I'm stopping, they fairly keep me hopping. And I think I'll have a smoko when I get up to the trees. Blokes are courting tabbies, I'm out among the rabbies. I can hear them buck and squeal and a dozen traps ahead. While you blokes at the pub are flirting, at the last traps I am certain to be bagging up me bunnies, keeping tally as I tread. And I'm under no man's orders, and I recognise no borders, but there's a welcome everywhere for me in my old dungarees. I am the rabbit trapper, that canny bunny snapper. I'm happy as the bunnies till I fall for one of these. Come on, blue old cobber, I gotta get on decent clobber. So it's time we got to move on, there's someone I got to see. Gee up, ginger, we'll make the railway early. There's a shy and dinkum girlie And she'll juggle with the cream cans and write checks out for me. Unmistakable voice of Mr. Dave De Hugard with the Rabbit Trapper. I think he played most of the instruments on that track as well. Before the Rabbit Trapper, we heard two tracks from Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin, a song called The Mermaid, and then a couple of tunes, Gunboat and Old Time Backstep Cindy. Now the next couple of tracks feature John Wright and his wife, Catherine Perrier. First one is John Wright reading from Le Chevalier Vert, or The Green Knight. So Gawain and the Green Knight was 14th century poetry. So it's in Middle English, and it's in the alliterative verse style. And I can't tell you a whole lot about it. I mean, I can tell you a bit about the legend of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. So Gawain meets a mysterious green knight wearing green clothes. He has green skin, green hair. In fact, he's complete greenie. So they get into a blue, and the challenge is made by the green knight to let Gawain hit him or strike him as long as he permits the green knight to come back in a year and return the favour. So Gawain picks up his axe, whammo, chops the Green Knight's head off, thinks that's the end of that. But no, the Green Knight then casually picks up his head and walks off, reminding Gawain that he'll be back. Here's John Wright reading it in Middle English, a bit of it anyway, and I can't really tell you more than that. After that, we'll hear a hornpipe played on a crwth, a 14th century instrument, sort of like a violin.
A year yearns full year, and yield is never like. The form to the finishment folders full seldom. For this yule over yet, the year and the year after, and each season sae lips sued after the other. After Christenmas come the crabbed lenten, that freestest fresh with the fish, and fodder more simple. But then the weather of the word with winter it thrapes, cold clingers are down, clap. Cloud is upliftin', sheer sheds the rain in showers full warm, falls upon fair flat flowers there showin', both grounds and the greaves green are her weeds, birds buskin' to builder and brimlish singin', for the solace of the soft summer that sues thereafter, be bunk, and blossoms bone to blow, be rowers rich and ronk, their notes noble enough a heard in wood so long. After the season of summer with the soft winds, when Zephyrus sipples himself on seeds and herbs, well winter is the wort that waxes thereout, then the dunkened and dew, drops of the leaves, to bide a blissful blush of the bright sun. But then high is harvest and hardens him some, warns him for the winter to wax full ripe. He drives with drought the dust but arise, for the face of the foal to flee full high. Wrath the winds of the welkin wrestles with the sun, the laves lancing from the linder and lichten on the ground, and all graze the grass that greener was ere. Then are the ripes and ruts that rose upon first, and thus yearns the year in yesterday's money, and winter winds again as the world asks no phage, till Michaelmas moon was coming with winter wage, then think Gawain full soon of his heinous voyage.
Thank you.
sound of the Kruth playing a hornpipe, which I think was from the 18th century. Before that, we heard a little bit about Le Chevalier Vert, the Green Knight, who was messing around with Sir Gawain, or Gawain, from John Wright and his wife Catherine Perrier. Another one from the featured album. This is Going Across the Mountains.
Daylight, if nothing happens to me, I'll be way down yonder in old Tennessee. Going across the mountains, if I have to crawl, to give old Jeff's men a little of my rifle ball.
Lovely peaceful album, that one. It's called Breathe Blue. Features Elliot Grasso playing whistle and Adam Hendy. I was going to call him Hendry, but it's Hendy playing guitar. They acknowledge the duo Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill for contributing to their style, and the whistle Irish whistle player Mary Bergen. And you can certainly hear the influences of those musicians. From Elliot Grasso and Adam Hendy. More from them in future programs, for sure and certain. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, your community station, in the Central West. Another very familiar voice to regular listeners of this program, that's Kate Rusby. A song called Planets from her very good Awkward Annie album. Plaintive voice she has. We better liven things up a bit. At least jazz them up, how about that? This is a group called Fiddlers Four. They're not all fiddlers. One of them plays cello. I suppose that's a big fiddle. I speak of Rushad Eggleston. He's a very hot cellist. The other three, Bruce Molsky, old-time fiddler, supreme, Daryl Anger, sort of jazz newgrass musician, and Michael Doucette, is a Cajun fiddle player, the wonderful band Beau Soleil. We'll hear a mazurka, then they speed it up a bit with an Acadian two-step. And then I think we'll hear the final track for the day from the featured album before getting close to winding up the program.
Thank you.
Hobo Bill's Last Ride. That's the Scrub J Orchestra, and the final track we'll hear today from the featured album, Postcards of the Twanging. It's on Ghosts from the Basement label, and they were recordings made in 1977, but I don't think they were released for at least 25 years. Ian A. Anderson played guitar and slide guitar. Maggie Holland played electric bass guitar, and banjo. And on some tracks, we heard Martin Simpson playing guitar, banjo, acoustic bass guitar. They all sang a bit. That was the featured album. I leave you with a track from Battlefield Band. A very fine piece of work it is, too. The album is called Room Enough for All. And we'll hear The Garran Trotting, Glengarry, Cawdor Fair, The Merry Lads of Ayr, and The Cuckoo. You've been listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on 2MCE. Let's do it again soon. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.